Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name forever. Blessed be your name forever. As we come to prayer time, Lord, just that let us do this, hoping that people will come. I'm appalled every day, every hour. We do stand in jeopardy every hour. I watch the way our people, this world, the saints of God, how they frustrate the grace of God with their own. Oh God, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I would have not known what sin was but by the law, for I had not known lust, except the law had said, thou shalt not covet. But taking the sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all manner of concupiscence. For without the law, sin was dead, for I was alive without the law once. But when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. Oh God. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found to be unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, the commandment holy, just and good. Was that then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin working death in me, for that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceedingly sinful. We know the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the law, it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, there that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now, if I do that I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find that a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Boy, that's the truth. Evil. God, oh Father, deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil, Lord. What an evil generation. Oh, Father, have mercy, I pray. Somehow this day, the remnant is in such desperate need of mercy, not prepared to live by faith, to endure anything. Oh, God, at ease in Zion, don't want to use their faith. Don't want to take the opportunity that God gave them. Oh, Father, save us, I pray. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, O Lord, have mercy, O Lord, O Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, have mercy. Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Help the saints to pray. Well, we've talked to them over and over again. Weep between the porch and the altar and say, Lord, save or spare us. This age is ruling over us. Our carnal mind is domineering. When I would do good, evil is so present. Father, I beseech you, in Jesus' name, have thy own way, Lord. Thy will be done. pray, Jesus, let the same prayer be mine every day. And when this robe of flesh that I wear makes me falter, guide my feet, hold my hand all the way. Jesus, I really don't know where else to go. I don't know how much longer I can handle this community. Everyone, I don't know what they got going in their mind. I don't know what they think they're here for. We're going to be faced with no money. Nothing in the world will help us, and we're not prepared for it. We won't endure nothing. Of course, the scripture is, he that endureth to the end, that's the one that's going to be saved. Have mercy.